Well, what are these women going to do? They're going to come to America and spank me because I pronounced their town name wrong?
Welcome to the show. It is Black Sheep Rising, your weekly dose of late night liberty, and we're coming to you straight from Keene, New Hampshire, the Liberty Media capital of the world.
Woo-hoo.
So they tell me. It is episode 70, and let me introduce tonight's panelists. Of course, my name is Conan Soliday, and W of FPP.cc is here in the second seat.
So now I'm just a single letter?
You're just a single letter, and but at least it's a capital letter. Go ahead and check out the Black Sheep Rising YouTube page. Shauna last week was able to channel her inner Daryl.
For 49 seconds.
For 49 seconds before she had to go and vomit in the toilet.
Wow.
It was like a possession.
No, it wasn't that bad. Enjoy that 49 seconds of comedy. Definitely worth your 49 seconds. Yeah.
Barely.
Wow.
Jay is back with us. Jay Freeville, sometimes known as other names, but he's
Turbo.
He's Freeville when he's here in the Black Sheep Rising dungeon.
Is it really a dungeon?
With pink walls. And that's why I try to cover as much of it up as possible with the pictures that are here in the room.
Pictures of fucking PewDiePie on top of the St. Pauli girl.
I liked all the nonsense. Even the Illuminati kids back here behind me.
Those kids are scary, but not as scary on camera because you can't see how fucked up their eyes are.
Yeah, you can't see the eyes, so they're definitely not close enough. I think they'll probably look good, I don't know, maybe right underneath St. Pauli girl. So you can definitely get a good dose of the Damien-ness that's coming off of these bad boys.
No.
I think I've got a drop for that. Yeah, right there. But I want to spoof up the. I want to put a all-seeing eye, and some beams coming off of
like
it.
Like a big eyeball you can cut out over.
And I want to see like a dragon like over him, like with his hands on their shoulders, like
snake too,
like daddy. Yeah. Just go to town on it, and a plane going by with some chemtrails coming off of it.
Right.
Oh, shit. So anything happened this week, guys, here in the old freedom, liberty, media capital of the planet this week?
There was that election thing that happened on Tuesday.
Oh, really? That was some old nonsense.
Yeah, pretty much how it went.
That was some old nonsense. I know that, let's see what happened. It was a primary.
Yes.
So some folks got eliminated because they can't have more than, like, two each on a damn ballot, unlike other places where you can have as many people who actually. And the thing is that it costs money. The primaries cost money. It's just a waste of time. Hardly anyone ever runs. So why have the primary just to eliminate like one or two names? Just put them on the damn general election. Do you see any problem with that? Do you think it would be too confusing or? Not enough space? Like they need two ballots or something?
No. It's not a thing of not enough space, but when you've got more people from one party running than there are seats, and the ballot access laws say that no party can have more candidates for any office than what there are seats, then I understand, like having an election to have a Republican nominee for an office. But that should be paid for by the Republicans. The Democratic primary should be paid for by the Democrats. It shouldn't be paid for by taxpayers. And then they've got fucking rules that make it to where third party and independent candidates generally can't get on the ballot. And, you know, because I'm a nerd, I was going through election results and found, I think it was 128 people that won a primary with fewer votes than what a minor party or independent candidate would have needed in petitions to get on the ballot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is one thing that makes it incredibly hard here in New Hampshire for third-party candidates is that they need, what, is it 150 signature?
For state rep or county office.
Mm-hmm.
For state senate, it's, I think, 725. For a statewide office, it's 3,000.
And you know what? And that's not keeping any third-party members from running. That's definitely not a deterrent at all.
And that's only the valid number. That's not the raw number. Yep. You need to get almost twice as many.
And do those have to be New Hampshire residents or New Hampshire voters?
Registered voters in New Hampshire. You might want to start the timers.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, that's some old crap right there. That deck isn't stacked at all.
There's actually a candidate that tried to file for sheriff in Cheshire County as an independent, and he wound up having some problems, if you will, to where a couple of municipalities had the wrong person verify the signatures, so therefore all of those got thrown out. Other places, they said, we weren't here to collect signatures, even though we know we were supposed to, and therefore we don't know that you dropped them off on this day, so we're not going to verify these.
Wow.
And other problems here and there. So he's got a hearing Thursday in front of the Ballot Law Commission to see if he can convince them that, hey, when your people screw up, I shouldn't be the one that gets punished.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
So the guys who got eliminated from the primary, I'm one of them. James Robin Hood Cleveland, another, and, of course, Governor Ian Freeman, cult leader. Dear leader.
Ian got, what, 4.5%?
I don't know. I don't know. All I know is that I got 120.
You got 140
140 votes. James got something like 40 or something. Versus,
he got 30.
But I was in all of the wards, so that's right. Why mine were
I'm
more.
I'm kind of disappointed James didn't win.
Yeah, that was the thing, because I didn't do a whole lot. I did two interviews. I filled out a lot of questionnaires, candidate questionnaires. So I was in the Sentinel, and, you know, but I didn't call in to the local radio shows. I didn't write a letter to the editor. And my friggin' signs didn't come in. I was planning on putting signs all up, and I thought that would help, especially with it has my message on it. Not only does it have my name, but it has, you know, smaller government, lower taxes, lower government, common sense, and I think it's kind of schnazzy. I think it kind of really will talk to a lot of the people who, guess what, who don't vote because they've already felt like the system has let them down, and it could never work. How is their one vote going to matter? How are they going to reduce property taxes in the city, which is killing the city, if they're just one person? But if they realize that there are more people who are in the same boat, you know, and I'm not saying that this system is going to work.
Well, that's what you need to do, Conan. You just need to build a boat and go live on that boat 12 miles offshore, right, and then there's no government there.
12 miles off the shore of Somalia. And then, I mean, that'll just doubly impact my getting away from getting away.
But you got to think that people who go out to vote in a primary are probably more well-researched than your average voter on, you know,
yes,
November something. So if they're going out to vote, they're probably going out to vote for a specific person, not just...
Well, yeah, and when you say well researched, you mean when they get the newsletter, right, from the union group,
or, you know,
saying that this. By the way, this candidate checked off. He's a member of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, Or the, don't vote for this guy. Or this guy is a free stater. Don't vote for this fucker.
Or like the 8 people who read the paper every day, you know.
Yeah, and the paper, and by the way, the Sentinel is reading. We were talking about an editorial that came out last week, written, and the I guess the editor is all of them, and they sign off as the Sentinel, as the paper, and they pretty much said that.
Did they put out endorsements this year?
I didn't see any. You talking about the Sentinel?
Yeah,
I never knew that they did. I didn't even know that
most newspapers will put out endorsements of, we recommend this person.
I didn't know that they can get away with doing any nonsense like that.
Yes.
Well, they are a private company. I mean, it's not like, you know, they're, you know, they can do whatever. I guess the question would be unless they receive some funding from the old government, I guess they wouldn't be allowed to, you know, endorse a candidate.
Turn up Jay's mic.
All right. Turn Jay's mic up. Either that or Jay is not talking into his mic. Jay, talking to your mic. Tell me something. Tell me something that you know. What did you learn this week?
Talk to Matt Roach.
Already. Hi, Matt. How's it going?
I think that I can't turn him up anymore. I think the problem is that he's so low. You got your lowness going.
We can talk in this tone.
Yeah, we don't want that. You can all talk like that.
Fuck no.
Jay Freeville. Let me see your old face.
Oh. All right. So is that all that took place here in the old city of Keene? Right. So, did we say what happened? So anyways, I didn't get it. James didn't get it. We're off. We won't be.
3,000 flyers were handed out on that campus.
Wow.
30 voters.
Wrong ward, man. College ward.
I'm really surprised, you know, they're that fucking. Stop. I don't give a shit.
Nonsense.
Wrong ward.
Person who supported legalization.
And the 120 people who did vote for the Democrat. Yeah. The
102. 102.
The and by the way, in the Sentinel, he proclaimed himself as the real Democrat. Right. I am the real Democrat trying to get more government to take care of us.
I went to school for this.
Yeah.
Vote for me. I'm not a free stater.
And I have no doubt.
I couldn't be further from a free stater, which tells me he doesn't know what free stater means, or he thinks that everyone should be a government slave.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
I think it means the second one. I think that he believes in a going back to going. He is one of those progressives who is not a progressive because he wants to go back to the old times when there was kings and queens, there was monarchs who were controlling every aspect of our lives, taking care of us. We had room and board, and we had fields to fucking plow, and we had the stocks that we were chained to that they can throw pies at us whenever we were bad.
Pies? I don't think they'd waste pies on that.
Rotten pies. I mean, that's what they want to go back to. They want a couple of people who are educated, who are the powerful elite educated to take care of us, to take care of all of our needs. Because guess what? There are a lot of stupid people out there. And those stupid people are bringing down society for the rest of us. Well, if we're all stupid, then there's...
Yeah, what are they really saying by that kind of line of thinking?
They think they're smart. Well, this guy, obviously, he's college educated. You know, he went to school for whatever he did.
It's like,
to learn,
you low people, you know, will never be smart enough to rule your own lives.
To take care of yourself, to buy your own health care, to buy your own food, to pay your own rent, to do all these things. Because look at all the things that are being taken care of every year. These entitlements that the voters are clamoring for, the bread and circuses that the voters are clamoring for.
You can't flush a toilet without government supervision.
Yeah. You can't get on a plane and fly to another state without have someone put a finger up there. Yep, bunghole.
There's the video where the guy was getting off of the plane, and they tried to do a search on him after he got off of the fucking plane.
I saw that. Was there any red flags that he was shooting off? Did he have a towel wrapped around his head?
He was shooting off everything.
Was he shooting off bottle rockets in the I don't know. It's just horrible the way it works, because you know the big question we're always asking is how do we move on to the next level?
Well, apparently you need to move to Brazil and have women control your life.
Oh, really? You mean like this town?
Isn't that like a fetish? Is this like a whole fetish?
You mean this town where an entire population is made up of beautiful young women and makes, but who make appeal for single men? So this is a town, and what is the name of this place?
Let's view gallery before
the population of Novia de Cordeiro, southeast Brazil, most ages between 20 and 35, a town where the entire population
over
is made
600
up
women.
Of young women has made an appeal for single men, but only those willing to live by their female rules, which is all that women really want in life. But this
and rule
they're actually backing it up with law, the law of their town.
Rule number one is that the rules can change at any time.
Is that really rule number one, or are you just going to go ahead and say
Rule number two is the woman has the final word of any argument. Anything else that a man says is the beginning of another argument.
Are you trying to tell me in this town of only women where where the law is no men except on the weekends, that some woman probably has her boyfriend shacked up in the attic like a goddamn Helen Keller?
Well, it seems this town started on that kind of theme.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know what the rules are down in Nuevo de Cordeiro.
That is not Nuevo.
It's Portuguese, Brazilian Portuguese.
It's
You're not
Portuguese.
Pronouncing it right.
Damn, whatever. Well, what are these women going to do? They're going to come to America and spank me because I pronounced their town name wrong?
Maybe they
okay
have...
In that case, nuevo motherfucking nuevo.
Maybe it's like a getting out. What are the Quakers? Is it the Quakers who have the getting out and sowing your seeds?
Amish.
Sorry Amish guys. So the Amish have a go out
they're not watching our show,
but maybe the young kids are. So go out and spread your wild oats.
If you are a teenage Amish and aren't watching this show, please leave us a message. What's the phone line?
So anyways...
I don't think the Amish fuck their cousins.
The town is not called Nuevo, but we'll...
Like interbred, aren't they?
Yeah, they pretty much are, probably. Sit with their six fingers in their buttons and stuff.
I don't think they have six fingers.
I heard that was a thing.
I heard that you like to make stuff up.
No.
That's a thing, too.
Tell me more about Nuevo de Cunnilingus.
I think we need to straight up... All right, so we'll find out about Amish Six Fingers later on. Maybe someone in the chat will tell us about
Maybe that's why Amish Six Paul Fingers. Calls himself Amish Paul.
All right, so although some are married with families, their husbands are made to work away from home, only being allowed to return at weekends. Sons are sent away when they reach 18, and no other men are permitted to live in the town, which sits in a remote valley 60 miles east of Belo
Horizonte.
Sounds like a very sexually charged...
The settlement dates back to the 1890s when a young woman and her family were excommunicated from the Catholic Church after she was accused of adultery. Slowly, more single women and mother-only families joined the community, and over the decades, several attempts by men to intervene in their way of life made them adopt a strictly no-male policy. Good to go for them. I'm really starting to like this idea. It kind of sounds like the Free State Project with women's only. Where are we at?
Today, girl power rules.
Today, girly power rules in the rural town, with women in charge of every aspect of life, from farming to town planning and even religion. But while none of the residents of
Nuevo de Cunnilingus
would have it any other way, it has left them with just one problem. And there's a nice little group shot of the ladies. And what is their one problem? One of the women, Nelma Fernandez, 23, admits it's impossible for the girls, renowned in the region as strikingly beautiful, to find a would-be spouse. Well, that's, you know, that's what happens. She said, here the only men we single girls meet are either married or related to us. Everyone is a cousin. I haven't kissed a man for a long time. We all dream of falling in love and getting married, but we like living here and don't want to leave or don't want to have to leave the town to find a husband. You know, this kind of sounds like the Wicker Man or the Wicker Basket Man or what? How, remember that one? It was a 70s movie, and then Nick Cage did a remake of it.
Sounds familiar, but I don't
where he know. Came to this strange town and northern England, and everyone knew each other, and it was just all backwards and all cultish. The Wicker Basket, I think it's called, or the Wicker Man.
Stepford Wives?
No. So, anyways, he comes back to a town, and I guess he thought one of the. Actually, I don't want to give too much away. I won't give it away. It's called The Wicker Man, and it's very similar to this whole ladies having to leave their remote village to go find a husband and drag his ass back to where he'll, you know, be part of the clan, part of the cult.
Well, it's a little different in that their whole.
Except they have rules against being able to do anything. But it sure is nice having someone to be able to, shingle the roof or, you know, do whatever.
Hard work.
Yeah, and then we're going to find out how much hard work. The lack of eligible bachelors has now led the community's many, many single young ladies for make an appeal for interested men. But only those willing to adapt to living in a woman's world. Miss Fernandez says, we'd like to get to know men who would leave their own lives and come to be a part of ours. But first they need to agree to what we say and live according to our rules.
But it never says what their rules are.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, I contend that rule one is the rules can change at any time.
A picturesque Novo de Canelungas grew up in the rolling hills near Belo Vale in Minas Gerais State. After founder Maria was branded an adulterer after leaving a man she had been forced to marry. She was chased out of town in 1891 after the Catholic Church excommunicated her. And the next five generations of her family. That's harsh. Shunned by the local population, she and other women were subsequently went to live with them, were vilified as loose women and prostitutes, causing them to isolate themselves from the outside world. In 1940,
an evangelical pastor.
Thank you, sir. Took one of the women, aged 16, to be his wife and founded a church in the growing community. However, he proceeded to impose strict puritanical rules, banning them from drinking alcohol, listening to music, cutting their hair, or using any type of contraceptive. When Anicio died in 1995, the women decided never again to let a man dictate how they should live. One of the first things they did was to dismantle the male-biased organized religion he had set up. Another woman, Rosalie Fernandez, 49, said, a lot of Fernandezes it looks like, said, we have God in our hearts, but we don't think we need to go to church, get married in front of a priest, amen, lady, or baptize our children. These are rules made up by men, a fucking men, lady. Love it.
No. When she says by men, she doesn't mean by people. She means by a specific type of people.
I bet you she means by law in front of a ordained priest, whether it's an ordained woman or I think she's saying, I'm going to get married in front of anyone I want. And like you said, we haven't seen the law, so we really don't know what's going
right,
on.
But no, based on the context of other things in this article, when she says these are rules set up by men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fairly certain she means by the people with X chromosome.
I think she means men as in humans.
I don't think that's what she means.
Who makes laws, Jay?
I think she means specific types of humans.
Blaming them in the balls, huh?
Because previous paragraph,
basically saying,
they dismantled the male-biased religion.
Yeah. Which it is, by the way.
These rules were made to control us because whatever reason, you know.
What is organized religion? I mean, not religion, but organized marriage. You know, it's a way of controlling human beings and to, you know.
If you don't be with this one man and control your sexual urges,
it's to
you're going to hell.
It's to dictate.
You're getting excommuted in five. You know,
it used to be. It used to be a way to dictate what color skin person you married. Now it's used to dictate what gender person you marry. It's also a way of keeping track of you know. It's also a way of making babies if you want to get all conspiratorial and all. Because you get all kinds of benefits if you do get married and have kids, because you're and increase the tax base.
Well, I'm sure it started out as some kind of measure to reduce societal conflict. But
well, now you're conflating organized religion and government.
Well, they're kind of like intertwined.
I think they're the same. I think especially the government that we're dealing with in today's time. I think that the religion that is going away is being replaced by organized government.
You know, most government religion was,
and I think the craziest part about it is the right wing Tea Party conservatives who are being blasted upon by the liberal progressives about their religion and how nutty they are and how they believe that the Earth is, you know, only 5,000 years old and it might be flat. I think that the progressives fall into the same boat when they put their faith in a government to take care of them in the same exact way. I think both parties are exactly in the same boat, or they're in two different boats, but they're in the same type of boat, and they're going down the same fucking river, right next to each other.
They pander to the people who vote for them. Either way,
I don't really get it. I think you should get out of the fucking boat before you go over to waterfall and come stand on the shore with us guys. While we laugh and watch you, you know, go down shit
creek.
There's
no money in it.
There's no money in standing on the shore? We're not making any money over here?
No.
Yeah, but we might live, though.
Until we start making money and gaining influence, and no.
That's
No. You need to just convince enough people in the boat to turn the boat around.
I don't want to. Yeah, but it's shit creek. Why stay in shit creek? I say get out of it and get on the shore and let's go find
people
some
fresh. Don't know it's shit creek.
Let's go find some fresh water. Let's go find a nice creek that goes bathing. I want Blue Lagoon with young nude ladies swimming and the bananas are just growing and the.
Well, maybe you should market it like
that. Yeah,
I'm
sure there's a banana growing.
Oh. So anyway, so
white cloth, or are you just happy to see me?
Yeah, exactly. Baptize our children. It is not the only part of life in town which has been given a uniquely feminine touch. Mrs. Fernandez said there are lots of things that women do better than men. Our town is prettier, more organized, and far more harmonious than if men were in charge. When problems or disputes arise, we resolve them in a woman's way, trying to find consensus rather than conflict. We share everything, even the land we work on. Nobody competes with anyone here. It's all for one and one for all.
They're communists.
Yes, they're definitely living in a straight-up all-girl commune.
Let's have an orgy and everything.
And you know what? And you know what? If they can do that, then so be it. Because, I mean, in a way, you know, family, that's what families are. Now, the bigger the family gets, usually the harder it is for people to hang in there.
Right.
And they usually blow the coop whenever, as soon as they can. But, yeah, if you can do it, do it. But I think the problem is that it doesn't usually work with most people, especially with us types.
I can't believe there aren't some hormonally driven shouting matches that happen occasionally here.
There probably are.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And when you get a lot of women in the same area together, their cycles start to sort of.
So they all know to separate
together
during week four of.
Maybe that's the secret.
Going and separating. Everyone goes to their separate corner.
Everybody goes on vacation for a week out of the month.
We share everything, even the land we work on. No one competes with anyone here. It's all for one and one for all. The whole town came together recently to help buy a huge widescreen TV for our community center so we can all watch our soap operas together.
Wait, hold on.
Maybe, so that, maybe it, that's how they burn off steam.
It says that they share everything. So
do you think they share their men?
That's what I'm getting
there's
at.
There's a lot of, like, unspoken here, isn't there? Right? Hmm. Like, what are their... Let's just
like, are they poly? And, you know, like, there's one husband for five women? I don't know.
Well, I mean, when there is a shortage of men, that kind of happens. Or when you have one caveman alpha.
Maybe they wait for Mormon missionaries to come along. And...
I don't know. I think that's a good point. You know, we should have done more research on this and actually brought up some more articles. This might all be fake, for all we know.
Oh, a woman can't possibly live together in their own society. Is that what you're saying, Conan?
One more sentence. And there is always time to stop and gossip, try on each other's clothes, and do each other's hair and nails.
I'm sure that's not all they're doing to each other.
That's why,
with the lack of men.
Orgy comment, you know. That could solve a lot of problems.
So you can send your feminist hate mail to, what is it? Conan at
blacksheeprising.org/J. Freeville.
Okay.
And he'll definitely take all of your postings and somehow find a way to put them on his Facebook chat so that we can all see him and enjoy it.
I'm available for dates on Wednesdays.
I don't think you can do a forward slash in an email.
And there was much rejoicing.
I could set it up in – I'll have to create that email spot later on after the show if someone reminds me to. You know what? It's too much work. Just send it to me. And I'll forward it to
show
to
at blacksheeprising.org.
Woohoo!
Or you could always call and leave a voicemail like Stephen Hawking does occasionally.
You sure can, and we're going to get to that in a second after we have discovered whether or not this is good or not. Is this good? Is this the way that it should be? Is this something that we should try?
What? This whole woman?
Yeah.
I got to know the details.
Yeah, I know. Are you going to Google search some more on this Nuevo de Canarias?
I want to see the hidden camera footage of these.
Yeah, they want it. So if this one woman is saying that we need more guys, all they've got to do is put more cameras in the shower.
Maybe they have shitty rules. That's why what more guys don't come up there. They're obviously like saying, oh, when you turn 18, you need to get the fuck out of here.
And you can't. And if you do come and husband up.
Yeah.
You've got to leave 5 days out of the week and go live in another. Go live. You got
to
go 60 miles away and live in a separate in your own a little shitty apartment, and then you can come back for 2 days and you know hang out.
You can watch, be poly with all these other women in the
yeah.
Meantime.
You can watch TV at the rec center. You can watch soap operas only soap operas. That's the only channel they get.
Right.
Somehow they've managed to turn it all off.
Have you ever seen the Spanish soap operas?
Oh, they're crazy,
I know,
man.
Right? I don't know what they're saying, but
what about
like,
or what about the game shows? I mean, they're so into it.
I haven't like watched Univision in a long time.
They're so passionate. When I went to Honduras for 2 months when I was in the military, and no one spoke any English, so getting around town was quite a mission, and none of the TV stations had any English-speaking shows. The only dose of English I ever got was when we went to the movie theater, and everything was strangely dubbed into English. And they had Spanish subtitles.
Oh, okay. Well, it wasn't dubbed. It was already spoken in English.
Right. I'm sorry. But even...
That's surprising. It's like... But the second popular language in the world.
Yeah, but when you turn on the TV and you flip through 50 or so channels, none of them had any English spoken channels.
Interesting.
But
I guess you could probably get on satellite or something. But.
So where was I going with that? So I was in Honduras. Everyone was really short.
Something.
Everyone really, really loved us. They'd come and people would always give me a big ass smile. Like, oh man, look at that big tall white guy. Because we really did stand out. I mean, because they were all really short. Not big people, but not like, you know, bubbly. But just really short and kind of compact, like little hobbits. There was a lot of stinky people, too.
Really?
Well, we stayed in the hotel there, and there was like, there was definitely a section of town that was the upper class section. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you walk like 5 blocks down, it just went from nice skyscrapers to fucking cardboard boxes. So it was kind of tragic like that. And there was so many people. You would just drive, and there'd just be houses everywhere. And everyone had an electric pole in their backyard with so they can watch their cable. No doors, no windows.
It was cable, too?
They were. I don't know. However they were getting their soccer. They might have been getting their soccer on public television. I'm sure it was for the cable. I'm sure everyone was getting cable. But it was a good learning experience. Nice people. Living like shit. When you hear about the mudslides taking out like 100,000 people, oh yeah, it's definitely. Yeah, I'm not even surprised at all because there was so many people just packed in on top of each other.
Kind of like shanty houses or like.
Yeah, like just a grade above cardboard, and it was just horrible. And the septic problems were horrible. You know, they would have the septic bleeding into the water supply and all.
So when you say stinky,
so you couldn't drink any of the water. You would only drink bottled anything.
Well, in that case.
So, Daryl, did you find anything out about this?
I did. Apparently, it is real. A journalist from the Telegraph went down, and apparently, the women insist that they are not desperate for outsiders, including the journalist. Kayla Fernandez is the sister of Marsha, and when she is not tilling the field, she dresses up as Lady Gaga and produces rather risque videos.
Ooh.
She says, "I never worry about this side of life. I don't think about marriage. I'm sure love will happen independent of the place. My love will arrive at the right time."
You know, I wonder if, you know, these women are, it's for 100 years, a certain caliber of human being have been massing their genes together in this one little location, and they've been...
And they look really good in those jeans based on the photos I've seen.
Yeah, but they've
certainly been passing a culture along at the minimum.
They've pretty much decided we don't need men. I mean, they need men. They're definitely to produce. They are definitely producing, but it seems like they get to an age in their lives where they're like, you know what? Maybe Molly is just as good as anything else. So they get rid of their 18-year-old sons and they all go away. And so the only
all of the hardcore feminists move to Nuevo de Cunnilingus?
I think the hardcore feminists just start their own free woman project here in the States. Anywhere, you know, wherever they choose is the best location. Stop bitching, stop armchair bitching, hardcore feminists, and start your own free woman project. Go ahead and take over a state.
They wouldn't have men
to bitch about.
Well, just. Because
at the end of the day, just like Stop Free Keen, it's not about their actual ideals. It's about having someone to bitch about.
Probably.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. People like to have antagonists.
I mean, did you hear about the one-person silent protest today at the CAC, apparently?
I sure didn't. I heard that...
He was trying to rile up people on the Stop Free Keen to, like, you know... It started out kind of like a violent tone, but then other people like, no, you shouldn't, no, we don't support violence. And apparently only this one guy who tried to rile everybody up.
I heard someone, he was like preparing to be like arrested.
Yeah, you're like, oh, how much bail money can I raise just in case?
Yeah, we were talking about this, and I think, I suspect that if someone had come out to his house and was waving signs or chalking in the driveway or something, he would have gone out there and escalated the...
He would have called the cops, for one.
No, I don't think he would have called the cops. I think he would have come out with a baseball bat and started hitting people.
Maybe.
And then gotten thrown in jail for doing whatever he was doing. I think he was expecting that. Someone to come out and, you know, start a fight. And he didn't get any of that because that never happens. Because we're some pretty peaceful guys, so I think he was surprised, and I think he was definitely trying to escalate the situation into something that
well,
it wasn't.
They've had this new person, I forget which name they're using, but they're posting on what is it they've been posting under?
I don't know.
It's Marshall Applewhite, that cult leader.
But they have a cult leader?
Yeah, so there somebody made this account that
that there was the Heaven's Gate cult.
Heaven's Gate, that's right.
Where all of the people castrated themselves, dressed in black, got rolls of quarters and nickels, and then wound up killing themselves in hopes of being beamed up onto some fucking spaceship that was supposed to be traveling behind the Hellbop comet.
So Stop Freaking, who bans people for not like having enough like researchable info in their profile, obviously lets this somebody posting as a dead person in posting all this incendiary stuff to get people riled up again.
Well, maybe the couple of pictures that he posted the weeks before were pro state, and that's how they I don't know how they go through the process of figuring out who should be in their ranks.
They don't want to post under, their real names.
All I know is...
They don't want to get any more letters in the mail.
And that's the worst thing. And that's and by the way...
For libel.
Yeah, and by the way, on the old Freaking forums, that's a big problem. Everyone seems to post under their names unless they're anti-Freaking. And they all have made-up names, like Bane is one of them now.
It changes his IP every post.
Fucking stupid ass Bane.
Has
just
nothing
go
better
away.
To do all day than
I know. What
control.
Do you do? He must be on some kind of government welfare program.
People say
where
he's what's his name? Running Wolf Kenpo.
He doesn't have the same vibe.
No.
I don't think he's the same guy. But all I know is
who else has that dedication though?
I don't know. Maybe he has alter personas. Where he can actually not only does he change his name, but he changes his
karate
whole...
Karate business isn't that good, I
he
guess.
He changes his whole style. Oh, shit. There you go, Kenpo. That's for you. Right across the forehead. Here's another one. So, yeah. I think it's a great idea. I mean, I don't want to... I might date one of these girls. I don't know that I would ever,
Do you know Portuguese?
I don't know... You don't need to know Portuguese. I told you I wasn't. You were reading. I was in Honduras for 2 months. Those girls don't care if you don't speak English. Are you there Portuguese? Or there's
you're
are,
a foreign guy in a foreign
Spanish or whatever.
No.
These chicks don't speak much English.
It doesn't matter, man.
And they don't speak French.
It's all about your swagger.
They get
it's all
French
about your,
tourists.
It's all about your height. Trust me, man. These South Americans, they love tall white guys.
You can dominate me in bed.
Said in Portuguese, right. However that goes. Yeah, I wouldn't mind dating one. I don't know that I would ever be her weekend husband. I think that would be horrible. Well, I don't know. If I had a good place in the city.
We don't know these rules.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the whole thing.
So did you find the rules? You just found that it's...
No,
this...
I can't find the fucking rules.
Okay, well...
Learn Portuguese and find these rules.
We'll look into this some more. We'll try to find the rules of what's actually going down in Nuevo de Cunilingus. And we'll get back to you. Maybe post some stuff in the old Facebook page. By the way, if you would like us to talk about more stories up your alley, because sometimes we have to... Well, no, we don't have to. We don't really scrounge for stories that often. But if there are stories that you think would be fun, preferably not political stuff, preferably stories like this whole South American town, go ahead and put them in the Facebook comments. And don't email them to me, and don't fucking put them, put them right in the comments so other people can see them and actually add to it and say, no, this is a stupid story, or this is a great story, this should be covered. Visit the Facebook page if you would, and give it a like, because we don't have enough likes for however many shows that have been on.
How many likes do we have?
You guys are hurting my ego. I'm not even going to say it. You guys are hurting my ego for sure.
I could.
We should have 1,000 likes, and we don't.
This message brought to you by
Stephen Hawking.
Okay, so
wait.
What the hell is this?
Wait. So Hawking has called in enough times that I thought he deserved his own segment. I have a feeling that Hawkins is going to be calling on a regular basis because he just got when he got wind of the show, and he just doesn't He doesn't care for the show very much.
Like
he doesn't
like it.
He doesn't like the show, but it's pretty funny. Anyways, some of the comments that he makes. Daryl, have you had the opportunity to listen to this one yet?
I did.
It's pretty scathing.
Yeah.
We did a whole 9/11 truth kind of thing a couple weeks ago, which wasn't. I mean, come on. I mean, there isn't a whole lot of. It's a hypothesis. It's definitely
Building 7, man.
Yeah,
it wasn't hit by a plane.
Yeah, but Building 7. I mean, come on now. That's all we're saying. But a lot of people just don't get. They just don't.
Quantum physics.
They don't even want to touch it. For example, Eric Freerock, a regular on the show, he doesn't even want to touch that shit. He wants scientific proof that there was that the beams were cut using the
thermite,
the whole thermite and all. So I mean, I don't know. Thermite's in the dust. I don't know. Whatever. Hawkins is in the same boat. He doesn't fucking like it. This is what he has to say in this week's call. Hit it up, Hawking.
Black Sheep Rising still sucks ass. I knew you guys were idiots, but now I'm convinced you're the king of idiots after watching the conspiracy bullshit from you. If I could move my legs, I would kick your asses, and you smitos, to change the channel to something less retarded. Please kill yourselves, or at least stop making such a shit show. Hawking out.
So my whole thing is if Hawking's making the money, he's not a poor guy.
Right.
Why is he talking about getting out of his wheelchair and going to change the channel? He's got to have a remote. Come on, it's not fucking 1960. Or maybe he's still living in like his 1960.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
He does sound like a speak and spell.
Oh, I think he's improved a little bit over the years.
How has he improved? He's gotten softer?
Well, he has a British accent for one now. Instead of just...
Well, he can...
That was the newest upgrade.
He can set his voice modulator to whatever frequency he wants. If he wants to sound Australian this week, it's all. You know what? I think I read an article just recently that he did upgrade to some other sound because he's always had that shitty '80s unique.
Good day, mate. This is how black holes work.
Yeah, he's had that whole Knight Rider thing. Well, not as cool as Knight Rider, but he's had his own unique Stephen Hawking sound.
You know what is so cool about Knight Rider? The dude that did the voice for the car, fucking Mr. Feeny.
I don't know who Mr. Feeny is.
Sounds.
Tell this motherfucker who Mr.
Who's Mr.
Feeny?
Is that the little guy on the island? The little dwarf guy?
No,
the plane.
That's tattoo.
Like, I'm thinking like Mr. Rogers for some reason here.
How old are you?
31.
He's younger than both of us.
And you don't know who the fuck Mr. fucking Feeny is.
Give me a hint.
We don't have time for this.
Ben Savage.
We don't have time for
this.
The
Wonder Years?
No. Not Fred Savage. Ben Savage.
What did you learn?
I have no fucking idea.
Danielle Fishel. Topanga. Topanga.
How is it this guy doesn't know anything about any media, and yet he knows these oddball things?
Corey Matthews.
What the fuck is this shit?
Boy Meets World.
No.
You never saw Boy Meets World?
I have, but I don't remember.
Mr. fucking Feeny was the voice of Kit.
So Mr. Feeny, who is that guy? That's
Will Daniels.
Oh,
he also played John Adams in the musical 1776.
That's the fucking face I was trying
to
get. Okay.
And he was the principal of John Adams High School. So,
is there kind of some kind of conspiracy?
So, Gerald, I'll tell you what I learned this evening, because I did learn something this...
Did you play the... Sal?
Yeah, I played it while you were bitching and complaining.
Oh.
Everyone else heard it, and they're waiting. They're at the seat of their chairs right now, at the seat of their pants, waiting for what did I learn. I learned that there's a Facebook page that has less than 1,000 likes. They're still doing a hell of a lot better than Black Sheep Rising. It's called My Cat Is Sad. It's a community page, and their cat...
is sad.
The cat that is sad looks just like Nova, my cat.
Except Nova de Cunnilingus?
Except I think this is a male cat. And that will be the only difference. It has some masculine features. But other than that, my cat is sad. Check it out. Because their cat looks like my cat.
Why is the cat sad here?
Look at those eyes.
My cat is sad because he is uniquely sensitive. And every time a heart breaks anywhere in the world, he can hear it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it comes
that
with,
is sad.
It comes with a picture of the cat is sad, and it comes with a kind of a fortune cookie kind of
an
tell-all.
Explanation of why the cat is sad.
Yeah. It's something to... It's kind of like a shitty calendar on your desk, on your office desk that has proverbs of the day. Except this one makes you want to kill yourself.
Jay, what did you learn this week?
I learned that touchtone phones from the 70s are worth a whole shitload of money.
Oh, yeah. You posted this. Yeah. All right, hold on.
$400 for a blue phone.
Where is this? Is that the Kinex?
No, it's under my page of shit.
Okay, hold on. Keep talking. I'm going to find it because I want to show a picture of it.
So what the hell? Blue phone? Touch tone?
Yeah, it's like one of those wall phones, like kind of slim.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah, apparently it's a rare color, blue. $400. Who the fuck is paying $400 for this shit?
I don't know, but you need to find those people.
Did you?
I
know. And how much did you pay for it?
Oh, I didn't buy. This isn't my thing. I was searching for something else.
And you found. All right, so you found that.
I found some other because
you're pricing
this weekend.
Oh, and you also linked Sebaceous.
Snakes and pine cones.
Yeah, I did an article on Dionysus, and this guy was like one of the pre-Dionysus gods.
You know the Vatican has a big pine cone in the plaza?
In the garden?
Yeah.
Do they?
$404.99.
Western Electric, man.
$13.33 shipping and handling.
If you want to be astonished.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Oh, wait, so it's already up to $404?
No, that's what it went
that's
for.
That's what it sold for. Yeah.
54 bids over how long of time?
Ended you have to 22nd. Click on bids. 54 bids. It'll tell you... You may have
probably over 7 days.
Does it tell you how many people?
Scroll that shit down.
Scrolling.
Scrolling.
Is it all the same guy or is it just two guys?
Scrolling. This is a bunch of different people.
It looks like just two guys. MN and D2. And there's a C. There's a. It's like three or four guys.
Yeah. I gotta have this blue phone. I ain't never gonna see one in my life.
I don't know. Maybe there are some guys that buy. Retro stuffs for stars, and Kiana West, it's Can mostly, West, or whatever his fucking name is, got on the phone. Says, I got to have myself a fucking blue phone.
It's Asian collectors; they love this Western Electric stuff. If you go search Western Electric on eBay, real quick here,
we don't have time.
Oh. We don't have time. We got time for what Daryl learned.
Yeah, if you want to be like astonished at what this stuff is going for, Western Electric.
Daryl, what did you learn this week?
You know, I learned several things this week, one of which was that the reason for the laughter at the city council meeting was not as nefarious as I once thought.
City council meeting about the Bearcat?
Yes. Okay. I was just told, like, after they voted, there was laughter. And it was the information was relayed to me as if though they were laughing about... Ha, 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 we're keeping the Bearcat. Ha, 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 ha. So I went down to Cheshire TV, paid $10, got a CD with the meeting on it. And turns out the reason they were laughing was after the vote, Terry Clark said, at least it wasn't 14-1. And so they were laughing about Terry Clark's joke.
Which wasn't it? Do you think it was a joke or Terry Clark was just saying some shit like... Like I said at the end of the school council meeting, like, there's fucking democracy for you, and that's how it works. And everyone's like,
Terry Clark was making a joke.
Well.
Because he thought that he would be the only one supporting the thing. Wound up, three did.
Two others, including him, or
Clark three? And two others.
Yeah, it's still
sad. So it was a 12-3.
It's still bad. And everyone who voted against it, gutless fucking pansies.
Yes.
You need to go fucking fall on something sharp.
Oh. Yes. Stephen Hawking should go kick their ass.
If you really, truly, in your hearts believe that we need military equipment in this town, it's a fucking town, then you've got serious problems.
That's what we needed. This is what I heard on the radio this weekend when I was going to garage sales. You want to listen to one of the local channels? Yeah, 107.5, whatever.
WKBK.
News, sports, weather.
Someone was worried about suicidals.
Yeah, this is why we should have it, because people like to point guns at their own heads, and if we don't have this machine, that it could be lots worse, apparently.
And maybe the bit right before you jump off the bridge, there'll be a cop taking a selfie of you and you, of himself. Yeah.
Apparently they helped save somebody once, but not this one time.
Well, hey, you know what? I was about to play the goddamn closing song. I forgot we hadn't done any outros.
You ain't did that shit yet.
I haven't done any of this.
Tell them how they can contact
us. Hey, you've been watching Black Sheep Rising. You can visit the archives, the webpage, blacksheeprising.org, and you can get the archives, you can get the show notes, you can get all that jazz, the links, and if you want to donate money, it's there. If you want to just listen to the audio, it's there. Stitcher, iTunes, that's where we're at. If you want to contact me, show@blacksheeprising.org, that's the email, or like Stephen Hawking, you can voicemail the show 267-521-2771, and go ahead and visit the Facebook page while you're at it and give it a like, leave some comments, enjoy the pictures and stuff I post up there. Daryl, where can folks find you?
FPP.cc, FPPradio.com. There's newspapers all around. And if you take a newspaper, take a newspaper. One. Not all 200 of them that are in the stand. Take one.
Yeah, don't be a bitch. Don't be that guy.
Somebody really needed toilet paper.
Or it's getting colder, so maybe it's for blankets.
Insulating.
No, I think it was one of the fucking haters.
Yeah. Don't be a hater. Don't do things like that. I mean, if you got problems with someone, tell them. Don't steal their stuff. Don't steal their property.
But
come
it's
on,
free.
Man. Yeah. Fucking.
It's dip. Free, so it's not stuff.
Jay, where can the guys get you? You got something. You
nowhere right now.
You got something coming
for the
down.
The next show, we'll have.
You got something coming down the pipes, right?
Right.
Cool. Well, we'll be looking forward to. Yeah,
your mind go there.
I know you always got the. This is why his mind is like that.
It's not a tumor.
It's got the dirtiest mind. Anyways,
there's always something coming down.
Jay's got something coming down the pipes. Coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Oh yeah.
He's been holding on to it for the longest time. He's just ready to let it all out.
I can't wait for the protesters.
Hell yeah. Oh, wow. You think it's actually going to happen?
I don't know.
Are you going to poo on them?
What? What the fuck did you get that from?
Let's close this old show.
I don't fucking know.
This is a song by Midas.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him myself. The song is called Touch. It's a very nice song.
You probably recognize the song, right? No?
Do you recognize it?
I don't know. Maybe it's one of those one-hit wonders, but...
No, this is
your
this,
record has been like what the fuck.
I don't. I no longer play the one hit wonders or the popular. Well, this good music, but it's not the stuff that's on the
only 200.
It's not on the shelf in Walmart, and it's probably never gonna. But I'm not gonna play bad stuff.
Is it extra explicit lyrics?
No, there's no lyrics at all. I don't think. But hey, you guys at home, thank you for watching. You on the live stream, thanks for watching the live stream. You guys listening on the podcast? Hey, I love you too, man.
I admire your honesty. Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
I love you that much. I love you so much. You can come over. No, you know, I'm stopping there. Hey, we'll see you next week at the same time. Good night. What did I learn?
You learned that you better fucking play the intro because it's 8:30.
All right. Here we go, guys. Enjoy this intro. Starting. Right.
3, 2, 1.
You can't say one.